Welcome to the Clear Brand Academy podcast, where we take the mystery out of marketing and help you get more leads and sales with a clear brand and proven marketing tactics. I'm your host, Alexander Toth. Today, we're starting a new short series about marketing myths. Marketing is a world that absolutely fascinates me because science and data hasn't really entered this world yet. It's kind of the Wild West in a lot of ways. There is zero regulation, which means a marketing agency can basically promise anything to you and then deliver something different. There are no rules about how we go about marketing. So there's also no rules about what are we trusting in terms of the science of it, the data, the research, the reality of things. If you think about the housing market, there is regulation around how much real estate agents can charge. There's regulation around the rates for mortgages and things like that. And marketing is just the Wild West. Marketing agencies benefit when they do a good job, when they make you money, because hopefully you'll stay with them longer, and that means that they can increase their revenue and grow their company. But even in that space where they are serving well, there are a lot of myths that are believed. And in my observations, the myths are believed because there's something similar or close that is true, but the myth themselves aren't. And so we're going to go through over the next few podcasts, we're going to go through some of these myths. We're going to talk about what is attractive about the myth, because that's why it feels ingrained. There's something attractive about these myths. So what is it? And then we're going to talk about what the reality is and how that might impact some of your marketing strategies. Today, we're going to talk about loyalty. Now, loyalty is attractive for many, many reasons. The idea that we can keep someone with us, that we can focus on selling to people who are already our customers, this is a wonderful idea, right? It means I don't have to put in the hard work doing things like cold calling or paying for ads or the long, grueling process of building up my SEO strategy, my SEO momentum over time. If I can just take the customers I have and focus in on them, wow, isn't that easy? So this is a great, great idea, the idea of loyalty. And mathematically, it kind of makes sense, right? If your average lifetime value of a customer is $10,000 and you can increase that to $20,000, you may double your revenue. Pretty cool. And while that is a true statement there, that if then, that's a true statement. On a macro level, this is not how loyalty functions. Now, on a micro level, it can be. If you're engaging with one person, right? And this is the difference between micro and macro. Macro, there aren't really exceptions if we're looking at the massive organization, the country as a whole, the globe, right? Suddenly the exceptions, they fit within the percentages that are displayed in that macro. Now, people don't like it when there aren't exceptions. And so this is another reason why we don't like what I'm about to tell you is the truth about loyalty. But on a micro level, if you're talking about one customer or client, sure, loyalty might come into play a little bit, where if you treat this person well, that one individual will stay with you longer. But it does not translate to the macro world. It does not translate to us as an organization or a culture. You know, if we look at data across all companies, it doesn't translate. So the first problem I want to point out with loyalty and focusing in on selling more to your current customers is the math. So if you're trying to grow your company, you need to take on market share, right? And we've talked about this in previous podcasts, but growth does not come from a void. It's not like it's raining down possible clients and you just have to catch as many as possible. No, your customers and clients are going to give someone their money. It might be you, it might be your competitor. So if you're growing, somebody else isn't. That's the truth about growth. And if we're looking at the potential here, the potential growth, the potential revenue, the potential customers, the people who are already your customers, there's a limit because they're already your customers. We know it's a finite number of people who are already your customers. And even if you sell more to them, there is still a limit on the numbers. And that limit is smaller, guarantee it's smaller, unless you're somebody like Apple or Netflix, who's absolutely tapped out all of your potential customers. Then you're looking at selling more to them. If you have hit the entire world with your products and services, and everyone who's going to buy has bought, right? Apple, Netflix, big companies like this, then the way to grow is to increase your prices like Netflix is doing, or to sell more to them like Apple is doing. But for everyone else, the number of customers that you already have is smaller than the number of customers who are someone else's customers. And so if we're just looking in terms of potential here, what is the opportunity? The opportunity is far greater for almost all companies to go sell to new customers. It's far greater. If you just look at how many people have already bought who are your customers who you might sell more to, and how many people have never bought from you, chances are, if you're listening to this, it's so the number of people who've never bought from you is so much more, you can't even put numbers on it. Right? We're talking 1,000x, thousands X. So the potential is far greater in selling to new customers than it is in selling to your current customers. So that's the first problem with the idea of focusing in on loyalty. Now you might be saying, well, Alexander, I don't have to choose, right? I can sell to new customers and we can do a better job with our current customers and they'll stay with us forever if we do a good enough job. This is a good point, and this gets us to the second problem with loyalty, and that is it's simply not true. What marketing research shows us is that customers are customers of industries more than they are of companies. So an example of this is with toothpaste. You go to the store. You have a favorite toothpaste. Oh, look at that. It's in stock. Great. Oh, but hold on a second. My second favorite toothpaste is on sale. And my third favorite toothpaste is half off. You've got these three options here. Most people will choose the cheapest one. This is what I mean by they're customers of industries more than they are of companies. They're going to buy toothpaste. They might buy your toothpaste today. They also might buy the one that's on sale. And this is how it actually works. Even for marketing agencies, right? There is always going to be a percentage of customers who switch from one company to another in any given year. The percentage of customers that switches depends on two things. One, your industry, and two, your market share. So just like with toothpaste, this applies to basically everything. The timing might be a little different. So for example, buying a car, you buy a car less frequently than you buy toothpaste. So of course, the frequency that customers will switch to a different car brand is going to be different than the frequency that they'll switch to a different toothpaste brand. But there are essentially a set number of customers within that industry who are going to switch within a given time period. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you hit the like button, you hit the subscribe button, and you turn on notifications. Turn on that little bell. It'll go, we'll notify you the next time that we have a podcast. This also makes it easier for other folks to find this content. So if you found it helpful, like, subscribe, and turn on those notifications. So let me break this down in a really simple way. Let's imagine two companies. And company A has 1,000 customers. And company B has 100 customers. If 50 customers of this industry, right? So 100 customers of the industry. So 50 customers from company B switch to company A. And 50 customers from company A switch to company B. Company B still has 100 customers, and company A still has 1,000 customers. And if they track their, quote, loyalty over that time period, company B is going to think, oh my goodness, our loyalty was 50%. Half of our customers switched from us to a competitor. Now, company A is going to say, wow, our loyalty was 95%. 5% of our customers switched from us to a competitor. So what truly happened, if we take a step backwards and we look at the industry, what actually happened is that a certain number of customers just switched from one company to another. And the myth of loyalty comes in based on the size of the companies. The smaller you are, the greater the percentage of people left, right? Company, both B and A had 50 customers who switched. But for B, that was 50% of their customers. And for A, that was 5% of their customers. So this is where the myth of loyalty comes in. It's not actually based solely on how well you treat your customers. It's mostly just based on what industry you're in and the norms of how frequently do customers change companies within your industry. Now, if you treat your customers better than your competitor does, you can make tiny changes to these statistics. So if we're looking at the industry as a whole, you might be able to increase your perceived loyalty, right? The number of customers who stay with you, you might be able to increase that by a couple percentage points. But that's it, because it's far bigger than your company. It's actually based on your industry. Now, if you're struggling to believe me right now, there's a book called How Brands Grow by Byron Sharp. I highly recommend this. And he goes through this in detail, industry after industry after industry. And there is no one, no industry that breaks this rule. So the truth about loyalty is that it's actually dependent on your market share. If you have the higher your market share within your industry, the higher the perception of loyalty, simply because you have more customers. So if X number of customers switch, that is now a smaller percentage that switched compared to a company with less customers who lose the same number. It's a higher percentage. So in reality, how do we increase the loyalty our customers have to our company? There's two ways, right? And I'm talking about perceived loyalty. Two ways. Number one, you still want to treat your customers really well. If you do a terrible job of treating your customers, you're going to have more leave. Now, based on the statistics of your industry as a whole, it's not going to be a big percentage change based on how well you treat your customers. But there will be a little bit of an impact. And so you can keep some customers around longer that way. But the best way to increase the percentage of customers that stay with you in any given time period is simply to increase your market share. So going back to where I started, the way to grow is not to sell more stuff to your current customers, unless you've tapped out the entire world. The best way to grow is simply to sell to more customers. And by selling to more customers, you will get A, more revenue, B, more customers, and C, the percentage of customers who leave every year will decrease simply because you have more customers. That's how percentages work. So, what are you going to do with this information? Yes, you're going to treat your customers well. That's just good business practice no matter what. But rather than focusing in on a loyalty program, for example, we want to focus in on expanding our market share. That is the best strategy to grow. Now, we could also pick apart loyalty programs. I'll comment on Starbucks briefly because I think that their loyalty program is brilliant. They are clearly aware of this research. A loyalty program that rewards people for coming back to you, mostly what it does, those people would, the research shows that most of them would have bought from you anyway. So if you're giving them some kind of reward, you're mostly just cutting into your own profits. But what Starbucks did, and again, if you're struggling to believe me, go read How Brands Grow. It's in the book. It's incredible. And they prove this across industries. Most people who come and take advantage of a loyalty program would have bought from you anyway. So if you give them something free, it just cuts into your profits. Now, Starbucks, their loyalty program fascinates me because it's not actually about the stars and the free stuff. That is just a trick to get you to use their program of buying yourself gift cards, right? You load up your Starbucks card with money. And now what happens? Well, it's already out of your bank account. It's in the Starbucks account. So it doesn't feel like you're spending money when you go to Starbucks anymore. You're spending a gift card, essentially. That's the brilliance here. And I would love to see the research. My guess is, and I don't think that this has been publicized, so I'm just guessing, but my guess is that the people who use those Starbucks cards spend more money. Now, that's a good loyalty program. What they've done is they've separated out the feeling of spending money to make those people spend more money. And the quote loyalty program that they offer, it's just a trick to get you to load up your Starbucks card more. Again, I'd love to see the research on this. That's just a guess. Does not change everything else of this podcast, which is to increase perceived loyalty, to increase the percentage of people who stay with you in any given time. You simply have to increase your market share. So go out there, sell to more folks, and increase your market share. I'll talk about the next marketing myth next week. Thanks for listening to the Clear Brand Academy podcast, where we take the mystery out of marketing and help you get more leads and sales with a clear brand and proven marketing tactics. If you liked this podcast, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you'd like to outsource your marketing to our team, go to clearbrand.com.